Thank you, Carol. Well, it's a joy to welcome you all here today to All Saints Church. If you're watching online, if you're here for the first time, we give you a really warm welcome. Shall I pray as we look at these verses together, as we think about our Queen? Let me pray. Loving Lord, thank you so much for this day of celebration and this opportunity to think about your words and our Queen's faith. Lord, encourage all our hearts, we pray today, to look to our Queen's Saviour and our Queen's great King, Jesus. For his glory and our great blessing, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today is a great day, isn't it? These last 4 days have been fantastic. It is great to celebrate and be thankful for our Queen. 70 years, can you believe that? 70 years of ruling as our Queen. And I wonder what you were doing 70 years ago this week. Now, many of you wouldn't have been here, but actually many of you were. Let's have a look. I wonder, were you at something like this? This is a little street party from the coronation. And actually, a street party my dad went into as a boy. Here he is. That's my father. 70 years ago, at a street party in Penygroes in Wales, that glorious country and nation of Wales. Well, 70 years ago, on the 2nd of June, our Queen was travelling to Westminster Abbey in an amazing golden coach to be crowned Queen of England. And it was a huge, glorious day, celebrated all over the world, when she committed herself to serve her people and the Lord God faithfully for the whole of her earthly life. And she was just 26 when she became queen. Imagine that. And now she's 96 and she's still the queen. 70 years of service. How wonderful, how inspiring is that? And today we are full of thankfulness. Thankfulness to God for the long and loyal reign that God has given to our queen. I wonder, did you spot in our reading that our reading was full of thankfulness? It's not written about the Queen. It's written by Paul to a church in Ephesus, but it kind of captures the heart of today that we thank God for our Queen. A man wrote it called Paul. He's writing to tell a church why he is thankful to God for them and what he prays to God for them. You see, when Paul thinks of this church in Ephesus, there's two things he's grateful for. Here they are. He's thankful for their faith and love. Or in Ukrainian, vira i lubov. Faith and love. Vira i lubov. In the first year, the first verse of our reading, Paul writes this: I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all of God's people, and for this reason I do not stop. I have not stopped giving thanks for you. I've not stopped giving thanks for you. Paul is thankful for these Christians' faith and love. Vira i lubov. And those two things we can thank God for today, for our Queen, her faith and her love. You see, what is it that has helped our Queen to be Queen for so long? Who has helped her to have the wisdom, the strength to cope with huge responsibility and real sadness in her own family? Well, she has said time after time that it's her faith. And faith is a funny word, isn't it, to understand? But it just means who or what we trust in, who we build our lives upon. And God has made us all, my friends. He's created us all to build our lives on Him, to trust in Him for the hope we need for life. And the Queen has publicly shown that she knows that's the case. She cannot do what she does without the Lord. She is always thankful for her family's support and people's prayers, but she said many, many times that it's her faith in God, in his son Jesus, that has helped her. On Christmas Day in 2002, she said this, "I know just how much I rely on my faith to guide me through the good and the bad. I know that the only way to live my life is to trust God. I draw strength from the message of hope in the Christian faith." Now, is the Queen foolish to do that? Is she foolish to do that? Many people think that Jesus and the Christian faith is ridiculous. It's make-believe. It's a fairy tale. But she knows what Christians throughout all time have known over the last 2,000 years, and people know all over the world, that actually it is true. It is not foolish. And she's not ashamed of it. And happy to talk about it every Christmas we hear her. Now, there's lots of things that she doesn't talk about. She's never said what it's been like to meet all 14 prime ministers. She's never told us what she thought of Winston Churchill or Harold Wilson or Margaret Thatcher or Tony Blair or Boris Johnson. But actually, she's been very open about what she thinks about Jesus. Her faith in Jesus Christ is based on facts. In 1999, she said this, "The simple facts of Jesus' life give us little clue as to the influence he was about to have on the world. As a boy, he learned his father's trade as a carpenter. He then became a preacher, recruiting 12 supporters to help him. But his ministry only lasted a few years, and he himself never wrote anything down. In his early years, he was arrested, tortured and crucified with two criminals. His death might have been the end of the story, but then came the resurrection, and with it, the foundation of the Christian faith." And that faith is what gives her strength and guides her. And it's based on a real historical person who lived and died and rose again. He is a person who has changed her life and is still changing many people's lives all over the world. Do you know, as a Christian leader, I am so grateful for the Queen's faith in the Lord Jesus. She also speaks very openly about why God sent his son, Jesus, to earth. In 2011, she said this, "God sent his son into the world, a unique person, neither a philosopher nor a general, but a savior, with the power to forgive." The Queen makes it clear that Jesus' mission was to bring forgiveness, a savior who forgives you. In fact, the name Jesus means rescuer, the Lord saves. God sends into the world just what we need, a savior who pays for our sins on the cross and makes the way for forgiveness for all people and the joy of knowing Jesus now and forevermore. What a gift! And this faith in God through his son, the Lord Jesus, for the Queen has been a rock and strength in her life. She said in 2014 that the life of Jesus is an inspiration and anchor in my life. Friends, as we give thanks to God for our Queen, we can be thankful to God for her faith in the Lord Jesus, which has sustained and strengthened her. It is because of the King that she serves, King Jesus, that she's helped fulfill her role as Queen. We thank God for her faith and love. We thank God for her faith and love. And that's what Paul gave thanks for these Ephesian Christians. And that is what we thank God for as we look at our Queen today. And her love overflows in real Christian faith and living, doesn't it? In the way that she serves this country and the way that she blesses so many people. Now, the Queen is not just showing love to Christian people, she's showing love to all people. She has served them loyally. The Queen is a woman who's looked in two directions all her life, most of her life towards God and outwards towards her people. And she expressed this when she was in a birthday broadcast to the Commonwealth from South Africa. She said this: "I declare before you all that my whole life, whether it be long or short, shall be devoted to your service and the service of our great imperial family to which we all belong." How wonderful that she said that. And we know, don't we, that for 70 years she has served us tirelessly. She is the longest reigning monarch in British history. She is 96-year-old senior citizen, but she still works long hours every week. She's got an exhausting work schedule, and she's had it for over 70 years. She started the walkabout, which is now normal practice for the royals. The Queen is patron to hundreds of charities. It's been said she's done more for charity in the last 70 years than any other monarch in history. She's launched over 23 ships. She's made thousands of overseas visits, but has never had a passport. I guess you know who the Queen is when she comes. She's launched 23 ships. She's made so many people happy. She's given loads of Christmas messages, and she's sent out thousands of Christmas puddings every year. At the last count, it was 78,000 Christmas puddings. And her desire throughout her life has been one of service. That's how she started. That's how she continues to God and her people. And she's still doing it. And wonderfully, her great inspiration in this is Jesus. She says he is her anchor, her saviour, her inspiration, her example. Friends, we all look to all sorts of places, don't we, for inspiration and strength and hope. When we come to the great success of her life, of service, it points away from her to the one who strengthens her and inspires her, the Lord God and his Son, Jesus Christ. As we rightly give thanks for our Queen today, what about us? What would the Queen want for each of us as we face the future? It was at the start of the Second World War, and Queen Elizabeth was just a little 13-year-old princess, and her father, King George, was about to speak to the nation and the Commonwealth on the radio. Britain was about to face the terror and horror of war, and Princess Elizabeth handed her father a poem that she thought might be helpful, and it had these words: "I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, 'Give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown.' And he replied, 'Go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God. That shall be to you better than light and safer than a known way.'" That was the Queen encouraging people back then and still now to look beyond ourselves to God who has made us and knows us. Put your hand into the hand of the living God. Put your faith in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will guide you better than light and keep you safe forever through his salvation and grace. Trust him. Come to him. Share with the Queen the secret of life to the full, however long or short our lives on this earth will be. Maybe today you've come and you used to know this as truth in your life and you've wandered far from the Lord. He gladly welcomes us back and home. Maybe you've never known the Lord Jesus like the Queen does, like many of us here do. Why not come again to church and find out more? Why not come and chat to me or Mark after this? Why not take these amazing books, one for children, one for grown-ups, about the Queen's faith and life? Take them away and read them. We would love you to know the Queen's Saviour, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. As we thank God today for her faith and love, we thank God for his Son, Jesus Christ, who sustained her throughout her reign. Let me just pray. Lord, we are so grateful to you for the evidence of Christian faith in our Queen. Thank you so much for her faith in the Lord Jesus that sustained her, for her love and service of our nation and her family and of the Commonwealth. And we pray that like her, we would learn to put our hand into the hand of the living God, to know his grace and help and strength and hope. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.